The Taoiseach Simon Harris says he'll be engaging with Irish MEPs ahead of the vote for Ursula von der Leyen's second term for European Commission President. Four Fianna Fáil MEPs have indicated that they will vote against her in the secret ballot due to take place in mid-July. Ms von der Leyen needs the support of a majority in the European Parliament, and there are indications that she may struggle to win enough votes. Speaking in Brussels this morning, Ms von der Leyen said she would address any concerns about her appointment with individual MEPs and groups.
For me, it's important to speak, as I said, with national delegations. This includes, of course, individual MEPs. So most of them are supportive, but with those, for example, who are critical or have questions, my duty is to get in contact with them and to answer the question. Of course, I will also go to the groups. This was the same in 2019. I went to almost all the groups that invited me. And of course, I will go to the groups that invite me this time too, to answer the question and to have a dialogue with them.
Our Europe editor Tony Connolly is with us now. Tony, is it clear yet whether Simon Harris has talked to the four Irish MEPs?
It's not clear precisely. I know that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has spoken to Fianna Fáil MEPs. It is obviously a bit of a delicate matter for Simon Harris because this is essentially a Fianna Fáil issue, and Michael McGrath is the Fianna Fáil nominee for the next Irish Commissioner. But he was of the view this morning when we spoke to him in Brussels that he would be engaging with MEPs, and that Ursula von der Leyen would also be doing the same. And I think we can extrapolate from what Ms von der Leyen was saying there in the clip that, you know, she is going to have to reach out to MEPs across the board because she is going to need votes at that critical vote in the middle of July. She needs a majority of 361. The three centrist groups that she's relying on amount to around 400 MEPs, but there's an abstention or a dissension rate of about 10%. So the view is that it's going to be quite a narrow margin for her, so she's going to need every vote that she can get.
What's the dilemma then for the Taoiseach?
Well, he has to try and encourage Irish MEPs to think about the bigger picture, and to him that would be that Michael McGrath gets a good portfolio. Now, he's not saying that Ireland will somehow be punished in the allocation of a portfolio because four Fianna Fáil MEPs vote against Ursula von der Leyen, but what he's saying is, look, there is a working majority of the three centrist groups in the European Parliament, including the European People's Party, which Fine Gael is a member of, Renew, which Fianna Fáil is a member of, and the Socialists, which the Irish Labour MEP is a member of. So he's kind of saying, look, there's a working majority there. It's a coalition at EU level, and while there isn't a whipping system in the EU per se in the Parliament, he's kind of saying that, you know, there is a bit of an onus on MEPs to follow the party line and support Ursula von der Leyen when her vote comes up in the middle of July.
Tony Connolly, thank you.